The Rome Inn is one of the buildings that surrounds the town square, and it stands on a stone foundation. Only the wooden facade from the west faces the market square. The single-story building, covered with a hipped roof, has a rectangular plan. The longer side is 30 meters long, and shorter side approximately 20 meters long. Some of the walls are covered with shingles, small overlapping panels. From the front and from the north, the protruding edges of the roof are supported by pillars and form arcades. The quadrangular pillars have a slightly barrel shape in the middle. The semicircular arches of the arcades run between them. Near the pillars leading to the entrance, there are two wooden sculptures. They are almost equal in height. On the left, a portly devil with two mugs of beer smiles. On the right is a nobleman with a thick moustache wearing a fur hat. He is dressed in a contouche, a long robe. At his belt hangs a curved saber. The interior of the inn is impressive with its mysteriousness. In the vast space, there are a dozen or so wooden tables and several dozen chairs. Most of the chairs have semicircular backs. The backs of the other chairs are symmetrically cut out around the edges and have holes in the shape of hearts. Paper decorations are suspended from the ceiling beams. They are shaped like bunches of colorful herbs with pink and yellow flowers. Also hanging are folk cockerels made of strips of wood colored yellow, red, orange, green, and blue. The panel walls are decorated with reliefs painted in vivid colors. They include a standing figure of a nobleman wearing a feathered cap and green knee-length contouche robe. Another figure is a slender long-haired angel in a blue dress. The bar forms a semi-open room with a counter in the middle. On the sides of the counter and on the back wall, there are many shelves filled with bottles full of liquor. The atmosphere is so full of mystery. You can feel the spirit of old times so strongly that you can almost believe in the legend of Pan Twardowski. This famous nobleman was almost seized by the devil himself.